圣灵在信仰生活当中这几个重要的功用。
So from the broken down, we get three points of the importance of Holy Spirit in our life.
第一个，罗马书五章五节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
所以说圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。这里特别强调神的爱。那既然强调神的爱，就表示这不是神的爱。圣经说神的爱是何等的长阔高深。是超过我们所能够了解的。那神本身就是爱。
And God himself is love.
那这个爱会借着圣灵把它浇灌在我们心。圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊，圣灵充满就是神的爱充满在我们当中。
To be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit means that God's love is filled within us.
所以为什么要得圣灵，要祷告被圣灵充满
？So why do we have to have the Holy Spirit? Why do we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
因为除了我们人已经有的爱之外，神的爱要充满在我们。那在第五节的开始说，盼望不至于羞耻。
And in the beginning of the verse 5, it says that hope does not disappoint us.
如果盼望不能实现，那就是羞耻。
If our expectation cannot be completed, then it brings us a pain and disappointment.
我们基督徒有很多的盼望。
As Christians, we have a lot of hope.
但是如果不能实现，我们这就是我们的羞耻。因为我们所夸的落空
了。
那这里讲这个盼望啊，跟前面一起有关系。
So the hope that is mentioned here is related to the first previous verse.
三节。
Verse three.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
So we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and hope.
如果我们看中国这个老练，那就很难了解什么叫做老练。
When the Mandarin on the Chinese translation, we're not sure the meaning of perseverance.
那如果看英文啊，这个老练 character 啊，就是个性。
Well, in the English translation, it is mentioned as the character.
啊，所以啊，为什么会神允许患难临到？
What is God allow tribulations to fall upon us?
那就是要让我们会忍耐。
It's for us to be able to learn to bear.
好，那忍耐久了，我们的个性就会进步。
And after much perseverance, we grow in character.
好，可见神允许患难来到，就是要提升我们属灵的素质。
So in this way, we can see that God allows us to face trouble, difficulties, so that we can be elevated spiritually.
就好像那个金哦，刚刚从矿采下来的，够纯。
Just like gold that is freshly mined and is not pure.
那经过火炼之后，就越来越纯，这样子越来越高。
After being refined by fire, its purity increases and its value increases.
有时候我们自己也会有体验哦，信主很久，好像。个性没有进步。
Sometimes we yourself experience this too. We feel that we've been a believer for a long time, but we have not progressed.
这个自我太强大不透。
We have too much sense of self, we cannot. We are unable to break ourselves.
主耶稣的新生命没有办法长出来。
So the new life from coming from God cannot be grow, cannot have nowhere to go, the only thing you can do is look above.
就仰望神。
To look upon God.
仰望神就是借着祷告。
And the only way you can do this is through prayer.
我们的信心就提升。
And our faith will be elevated.
当祷告多了，圣灵就充满。
The more we pray, the more we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满神的爱就浇灌在我们里面。
Filled with the Holy Spirit, then the love of God will fill us.
让神的爱进来，我们的个性就改变了。
Let God's love enter ourselves, and we will grow into our character.
最有力量改变人的个性就是神的爱。
So the only thing that is ever able to change us is the love of God.
比如说，我看啊，这个小孩子成长啊，爱不够的小孩子成长，我可以感觉出来。
Sometimes you can see some children when they are growing up, they were lacking in love, and you can see.
就是他不懂得怎么爱。
You can see that they won't be unable to love others.
因为他从来没有被爱过。
Because this person has never been loved.
第二个就是他没有安全感。
And secondly, you can see that he has a sense of insecurity.
总是在怕什么？怕人比人怕很多的畏惧。
He'll be insecure about different things about other people's words, about their fears.
第三个就是心里常常是有乌云密布。
Thirdly, this person's heart will be clouded.
不会快乐。
This person will not be happy.
对事情看法悲观。
This person will be unstable.
这就是因为人在没有爱的环境中长大。
And this is what happens when someone grows up without an environment of love.
那这个要怎么来改进？
And how can we change this?
实在用人来讲很难。
It is very difficult to you and me.
因为这个成长的环境长大已经个性已经固定了。
Because the upbringing really solidifies someone's character.
那一直到得圣灵。
Until this person receives the Holy Spirit.
就是上头的爱，神的爱浇灌在这个人身上。
The love from above, the love from God will pour down to this person.
那神的爱是这么有力量。
And the power of, and the love of God is indeed very powerful.
就会改变一个人的个性。
And is able to change someone.
到最后，这个人就会跟主耶稣一样。
Eventually, this person will become like Jesus Christ.
所以哥罗西书里面在讲到很多的美德、谦卑、温柔。
So Colossians talk about a lot of great characteristics.
这个美德的是用爱情来串起来的。
These virtues are connected by love.
也就是说，有爱心，很多美德就会跑出来。
When love, a lot of virtues will grow out of you.
为什么会忍耐？因为有爱心。
How can you persevere? Because you have love.
为什么很谦卑？因为有爱心。
Why are you humble? Because you have love.
当人被神的爱充满，
so when a person is filled with the love of God,
个性就会进步。
Then you'll grow in character.
若也因为这样子，所以我们得救以后，神还是允许患难临到我们。
And it is because of this, after we have been saved, God still allows calamities come upon us.
那我们在患难中最怕什么？
What is the one thing that we fear the most during our difficulties?
如果从这一段圣经看。
This verse you can see.
我们在患难中最怕就是感受不到神的爱。
Through our difficulties, the main thing that we fear is to not be able to feel the love of God.
如果没有感受到神的爱，患难就没有盼望。
If we are unable to feel the love of God, then through our troubles, we will not have hope.
患难就感觉到好像神只是在罚我，神并没有爱。
Through our difficulties, we will feel punished by God, and we will not feel the love of God.
看不到。结束的一天。
We will not see the end of our problems.
但是当时爱充满在我们里面。
But when we are filled with the love of God.
我们在患难中就有盼望。
Through our troubles, we will have hope.
因为知道这是因为爱我们。
Because we know that suffering comes from the love of God.
只要我们的个性进步了。
We grow in our character.
那这个患难就会过去。
Then we know that suffering one day will be over.
所以在患难充满着盼望。
In our suffering, we are filled with hope.
而且这个盼望不会休止。
Hope does not disappoint us.
因为有一天我们个性进步了，患难会过去。
Because one day when we grow in character, that we are suffering will be over.
对，就不会休止。
We are not disappointed.
若一个人在困难当中，如果他对神的爱有感受，
If a person has a deep experience of God's love through this suffering, he will not complain.
但是如果一个人在患难中感受不到神的爱，就很多为什么一直在打问号，但是没有答案。 最强的是死。
The ultimate, the ultimate, the strongest thing in the world is death.
没有一个人不投降。
No one can stand in front of it.
不管你是谁。
No matter who you are.
但是爱好像死一样强。
But love is just as strong as death.
好像看主耶稣爱我。
Jesus Christ,
他一定要把我从罪里救出来。
He has to save us from our sins.
虽然十字架是苦悲。
Even the cross was bitter.
他要忍耐到底。
He would stand until the end.
当他说承认，也是他断气的时刻。
When he said it is done, it was the moment that he gave his last breath.
当这个救恩完成了，也是他死的那一刻的时刻。
When salvation was accomplished, it was the moment when he passed away.
所以主耶稣爱我们，就是爱到。
So we can see that Jesus Christ loved us to the point of his death.
真的，圣经讲的就是实践在耶稣的身上，爱好像死一样坚强。
Never indeed was mentioned in the Bible that love is as strong as death.
那当一个人被神的爱充满
，When someone is filled with the whole love,
他对神的爱也是如死一样坚强。
His love towards God will be as strong as death.
所以保罗的服事里面也充满很多的痛苦。
We can see that from Paul's servitude, he is also filled, he is often filled with our bitterness.
如果我们看哥林多后书的所有的苦难
，We see all the suffering that Paul went through in the second Corinthians.
今天把它做一个工作的 job description.
So as we write down, if we were to write a job description for Paul,
谁会去应征那个工作
？Who would ever apply for this job?
他棍子打。
So he was hit, he was struck. He was stoned.
有时候没有东西吃。
Hunger.
有时候好几次死掉。
He almost died a few times.
有时候赤身肉体。
Sometimes he was naked and cold.
有时候被逼迫。
Was persecuted.
这项工作谁会去要
？There is no one in this world who applied for this job.
如果有人要
，If anyone were to do so,
代价一定很高。
Then they must have, there must be a great reward.
现在在这个世界上啊，越辛苦的工作，你要代价越高。
Because you know that in this world, the harder job you get, the higher pain you get.
哎，但是保罗竟然不必钱啊。
But we know that Paul asked for no reward.
哦，他一直服侍到死。
He served until the day he died.
所以在罗马书里面说，谁能够使我跟主的爱隔绝呢
？So Romans also tells us that what can separate us from the love of God?
这爱就是在主耶稣基督的身上。
This love is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道。这个神的爱是非常非常的强。
So we know that the love of God is indeed very strong.
我们看罗马书，
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
看这个节第八章三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 35. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers. 39. Neither height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
什么都不能够使我跟神的爱隔绝。
So from here we see that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
这里保罗最后为神去。
So in the end, you know, Paul died for Christ.
就是爱神爱到神离开失去他的生命。
So he loved God to the point till he died.
今天我们跟神的爱这个关系太脆弱。
Today our relationship with God is very fragile.
来看。有的人哦，世界上稍微一成功发达，就发现他跟神的关系越来越疏远。
Some of us might become more accomplished in this world, but we can see that they start to distance themselves from God.
好像说，跟自己配偶的关系经不起第三者的考验。
It's just like the relationship between your spouse and you cannot withstand that third party coming.
那这就表示说，这里的关系不够好。
And that is to tell you that originally there is something wrong with your relationship.
如果这两个关系好，第三者加不进来。
And indeed, the relationship is strong, and no intruder will be able to come between you.
我们 更深的观念，如果好事情再大的福气，我们都觉得这是神的祝福，但这不是神本身啊。
If we're able to have a strong relationship with God, then nothing that's wrong will be able to come between us.
神不会过去，这个会过去的。
We will know that God will never pass while the world will pass us by.
所以我们用感谢的心来享受神的恩典，但是我们跟神的关系不会受影响。
Therefore, we will enjoy the blessings of God and think of our heart, but it will not influence our relationship with God.
那唯一就是我们被神的爱充满。
And we can only do so when we're filled with the love of God.
我真的感觉到神爱我，世界上找不到的。
So we can truly know that the love of God, it cannot be found anywhere else in the world.
这关系经得起考验。
Then we will be deeply attracted, and our relationship cannot be tested.
像这些古圣徒
，just like the old saints，
他们很多为主殉道。但是有时候我们跟神的关系就是经不起困难的考验。
But sometimes our relationships cannot withstand the sufferings。
如果开始受苦，我们就开始埋怨神。
When we start suffering, then we start blaming God。
这就已经开始。
Some even leave。
所以圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit has poured God's love into our heart.
我们跟神的爱好像死一样强。
So that our love with God is as strong as death.
什么都不能够让我放弃对神的信仰。
Nothing can separate me from the faith that I have.
什么都不能够阻止我对神的侍奉。
Nothing can stop me from the servitude.
那这个需要圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里才做得到。
God's love into our hearts.
那这个爱如石一样坚强，这个也是包括信徒之间的关系。
So to have love as strong as death also talks about how we should interact with our other members.
保罗在传道的末期啊，他很纪念一对夫妻做他的同工。
And by the end of Paul's service, he are deeply remembered a couple who were working with him.
就是百基拉跟亚基拉。
It was Aquilas and Priscilla.
罗马书里面说，他为这保罗把自己的景象置之度外。为着跟保罗同工啊，自己头被砍掉都愿意。
In order to work with Paul, they did not fear even death.
世界上是很现实的。
We know that this world is very, very, very practical.
有共同的利益就是朋友。
People are practical. If you have a common benefit, then you are friends.
没有共同的利益就分开。
Without benefits, they will part ways.
有个时候，包括夫妻都是这样。
Sometimes even couples are like so.
快乐比痛苦多，那就在一起。
If they enjoy more than sufferings, then they will stay together.
那快乐痛苦比快乐多，就分开吧。
If they suffer more than enjoying, then they will separate.
所以人自己之间的关系啊，其实好像一盘散沙，看起来是在一起，但是。里面那个关棒的非常弱。
So sometimes relationship between people, we're like scattered sand. You can see that we are put together, but we are all loosely.
一直到我们被圣灵充满。
Until the day we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果主耶稣能够爱我们，为我们而死。
If Jesus Christ can love us to the point of his death.
我们也能够为着我们所爱的人牺牲。
Then we are able to sacrifice ourselves for the other ones that we love.
好像主耶稣为我们牺牲。
Just like Jesus Christ who suffered for us.
所以一个真的被神爱充满的人，他的婚姻关系是非常稳固的。
For someone who's completely filled with the love of God, their marital life should be very strong as well.
因为他不只有人的爱情。
Because they not only have the love of man.
他也不只有好像夫妻之间朋友的感情。
Not only have the friendship between a couple.
他更有神的爱。
They also have the love of God.
所以这个关系是打不破的。
So this is a strong bond that cannot be broken.
所以为什么这个社会离婚率这么高呢
？So why we ask ourselves the divorce rate is so high these days?
因为结婚只是一种伴侣。
Because people also only seek a companionship.
好像做生意的伴侣。
They seek a companionship like a partner in business.
那有一天我们都被神的爱充满。
But if one day we're all filled with the love of God,
我们发现这个婚姻就非常的稳固。
We will realize that our marriage status is very strong.
只有死能够分别。
Only death can part us.
所以圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So the Holy Spirit has poured God's love into our hearts.
这确实很宝贵的一个应许。
And this is indeed a very precious promise.
我们要求圣灵。
We must pray for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满。
Pray for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
让神的爱充满在我们里面。
So that God's love can fill our hearts.
我们一起来前面祷告。
Let us pray together.